Next patient is Deborah Vessa. Vessa is V-E-S-S-A. Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Deborah. Deborah Vessa, V-E-S-S-A. Date of birth is 2-6-56. Please make copy for Viola LaRue, APRN. That's LaRue is L-E-R-A-U-X, LaRue. Viola is V-I-O-L-A, Viola LaRue, APRN. Next, paragraph. Chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old female nurse who has previously been known to have breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomy, has had routine chest CTs. Which showed a patchy scar-like density in the right upper lobe laterally and had a PET CT done in January of 22, which showed right upper lobe opacity which was decreasing in size. The patient had a CT-guided biopsy of the right upper lobe opacity in June of 21. Since it showed some uptake on a PET CT, and the biopsy tissue showed pulmonary tissue with non-caseating granulomas and chronic inflammation. The patient had no specific treatment for this and had follow-up chest CTs done over the past 2 years, which showed no significant changes in the right upper lobe opacity. And the most recent chest CT was done on 8/16/22, which was a PET CT, and it showed no uptake in the right upper lobe density, and mild scarring was noted in the right upper lobe laterally. There was low grade activity in the right anterior chest wall, where a cystic lesion was noted. The patient has no shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, fevers, chills, hemoptysis, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph. Past history. Past history includes a history of carcinoma of the breast, status post bilateral mastectomy in 2017. The patient also had a right breast biopsy done in 2010. She had chest wall biopsy in 2020, which was apparently a recurrence of her breast cancer, following which she's been on immunotherapy. A CT-guided lung biopsy was done in 2021 for a right upper lobe nodule, and it was noted to be benign. Patient also had colonoscopies done. She has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient never smoked, drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of cancer with metastasis. Breast cancer with metastasis. Father died of unknown causes. Next. Medalist. Amlodipine 5 milligrams a day. Synthroid 50 micrograms a day. Temazepam 15 milligrams HS. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. And Imbrance 125 milligrams daily for 3 weeks each month. And Eximestane 20 milligrams daily. Eximestane is Eximestane. And Xgeva, 120 milligrams sub Q every 6 months. Next paragraph. System reveals patient has lost weight, has no fatigue, no double vision or cataracts. She has some vertigo, no nosebleeds. She has no shortness of breath, wheezing or cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. She has no urinary burning or flank pains. And she has no easy bruising, but has joint pains, muscle stiffness, and denies depression or anxiety, and no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female has no acute distress, there was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 112 over 70, pulse 85, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 164, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions, with blood sounds diminished at the bases, with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no ST. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex in 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is ghostly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number one is right lung nodules probable granulomatous disease. And number two is hypertension. Number three is a history of breast cancer, status post bilateral mastectomy. Next paragraph, plant-based will get a follow-up CT test without contrast next month. Also, advised to get a CBC IgE level and a complete metabolic profile. She will also get a pulmonary function study and get me a copy of her previous PFT and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Milo LaRue, Leraux. Viola, APRN. Thank you, Dr. Susan.